It's the Hits 104.9 off air podcast of
We're really
jiving on the theme song there.
We're really starting to get it. Yeah.
Real close.
Yeah. Visalia.
Exactly. Woo. Yeah, we're gonna have to auto-tune that. That's gonna be awesome. I love it. Put a gong in there somewhere.
We gotta get somebody else singing or something.
But no, it's perfect, Randy. Nope. It's perfect. It's so off air podcast of you. To have that as your tagline.
If you say so.
I do. I insist.
So you wanted to do the Would You Rather edition this time, huh?
Yes, it's the Would You Rather edition of the podcast.
All right.
And I've got...
Go. You go.
I've got a good one. Would you rather... Oh, where'd it go? Would you rather be in jail for 5 years or be in a coma for 10 years?
Oh.
Yeah. I know. The toughest one... The best Would You Rather questions... make you cringe.
God, are we talking county jail?
No, let's go federal, maximum security.
Okay.
You were wrongfully convicted of, like, the worst murders. Everybody hates you. Child murders. Everybody hates you. You're constantly a target. Oh. Yeah.
Put me in a coma. Put me in a coma. 10 years. Yeah.
Man.
I'm not going to prison.
What if it was a minimum security?
I ain't going to prison, boss. No.
Women's prison is different. Like, I watched all the, like, jail documentaries. Women's prison is not as bad as men's prison. So I'd probably pick jail.
Yeah. If we were talking like, I don't know, you know, if I got one too many speeding tickets or something like that, and they put me out in the county jail where I was like, you know,
mowing grass every day or something. Say, work on the jail farm, feed the cows.
Yeah. I'm doing hard time. No.
Hard time is a no-go for Randy.
Yep. Okay.
Now we know.
You?
Oh, jail.
You're going to jail.
Yeah, I'm going to prison. Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
Women's prison is, you know, it's still prison, it's still jail, it's still bad. You're still locked up. But 5 years versus 10, I'm going to make some friends in jail.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Make some good friends, probably.
Yeah, kind of excited about it.
Would you rather be forced to sing along or dance to every single song you hear?
Sing, because I do that about 50% of the time anyway. More confident in my ability to badly sing than I am in my ability to badly dance.
See, I go back and forth because I can badly sing and badly dance to both. I can do sing and dance.
You know, dancing has the added benefit of burning calories. Mm-hmm. So there's that. But I really just enjoy singing a little bit more, I think. Hmm. But you got to pick one.
Sing. I like making people laugh when I sing. Yes.
Yep.
Visalia.
Super duper fun. Okay.
What do you got?
Good one. Would you rather have everyone you know be able to read your thoughts or everyone you know have access to your internet history?
Internet history?
Mine's not that bad either.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Don't care.
My thoughts, though. Gosh. I can be mean sometimes. In my mind. I can be mean sometimes.
Catch me on the right day. That's right. You catch me on the right day, and I'm saying some bad stuff up here.
Stay positive.
Bad stuff up here.
Mm-hmm.
There's some crazy stuff going on up there.
Yeah. It's bad.
Check my history. Okay. I go to the same places every day. Yeah.
Facebook Marketplace.
Yep.
Zillow
Facebook.
Gone wild.
Yep. Zillow gone wild. Yeah. My email. Nothing fun in there either. Would you rather find true love today? Say you haven't found true love.
Oh, if I hadn't.
Would you rather find true love today or win the lottery next year?
Oh, man. If I didn't have true love and I had no idea what it was like to be with the love of my life, Anthony, I love you so much. Shout out. I would pick the lottery, honestly.
I roll my eyes.
In this economy, I'm picking the lottery. Yeah, Randy rolls his eyes. What about you? I'm curious.
I would win the lottery next year.
Yeah.
Because I think if I won the lottery, I could find true love or buy it.
Exactly. Yeah. You can buy anything with lottery money. What is it? The Powerball? Like $8 billion that one time?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'd buy the world.
I bought some tickets today. Did you?
Oh, yeah.
When it gets that high?
Yeah. You gets that high, you got it. It's justified. A couple bucks here, a couple bucks there. Every time you go to the gas station, pick one up. It's worth the risk, honestly. All right. I got a pretty good one.
Okay.
Would you rather lose your sight or your memories?
Oh. I would rather lose my sight.
Really?
Yeah.
I would too, I think. I don't have anything I really want to forget.
I'm probably going to lose my memories at some point, so
So. We all will eventually. Or your sight. Yeah.
And my sight, too. So I'll be able to see and or remember anything. So it doesn't really matter.
I kind of have a follow-up to that one. It kind of goes kind of hand in hand. Would you rather be blind or deaf then?
Oh. In my current state?
Yeah. Right now. One's going or both of them's going. You got
pick. I'd rather be blind or deaf. That's a tough one.
You know what I always say? In this area, being blind is way more difficult than, like, in a big city. Like, public transportation is really not great around here, so you'd have to rely on somebody to get you everywhere. Whereas being deaf, I mean, it'd be difficult, but you could at least get yourself places. So that's a factor.
That's true.
But you work in radio, so.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah, working in radio, I would have to be blind, and I could feel my way around.
Yeah.
I know a guy who's blind and in radio.
Really?
Marty Lancer is his name, yeah. And he's been in radio for years and years and years and years and years. His wife helps him out. But yeah, and all the console boards had to be, they had to have Braille for each
that's
one of
cool.
them.
I bet that's super
so
cool.
When they had, like, you know, cart machines and CD players and all that stuff, everything had to have a Braille on it, so he had to feel his way around it. Well, but he could do all that.
Yeah. That's cool. I mean, really, there's a way to overcome anything like that nowadays, which is great. Difficult choice.
Yeah, but so if I'm still in radio, like today, I guess I'd have to be blind because I'd have to be still be in radio.
I think I'd be deaf and in radio.
Deaf and in radio.
I'm not giving up anytime soon.
I can't hear myself. I don't need any headphones, though.
No, I know how to talk, kind of. I bet it'd be super difficult, but I'd rather see, I think.
Oh, my gosh. You go again. You go. You got this
stuff.
I got
a really good one. This is my go-to one.
All right.
It's kind of graphic, so be prepared. Would you rather be burned alive or buried alive?
Oh.
That's a good one, huh?
Jesus.
The shock on his face.
That
we
is
really need to get video
freaking.
Here, that was
that's crazy. Freaking bad
it
either
is,
way around.
But come on. It's a good, like, would you rather? It makes you think.
Yeah.
You really explore the possibilities, Randy. Which one would you rather?
God. Those are both hellish.
Yep.
Since I can be claustrophobic, probably, I guess, burned. If I'm being burned alive, am I, like, on a stake somewhere outside?
Yep, exactly what you would picture it as. Yeah, you're being burned at the stake. Massive fire. Everybody's around. It's like a,
everybody's
like a town.
Burn it.
Burn the witch.
He's the witch? Oh, that's the one. I guess so. I guess I'm being burned alive because I cannot be buried alive.
Buried alive is a slow and painful death, and I'm claustrophobic too. The good news, burned alive, your nerves will, you know, be burned off eventually.
Well, there's a chance of me getting away.
Is there? No, people are with pitchforks too, and they're just poking you back into the fire.
So they're just
there
poking
is no escape
back.
In this scenario. Yep.
There is no escape. No. All right, so burned alive, I guess.
Yeah. Burned alive for both of us.
You too? Okay.
Yeah, I'm picking it.
Yeah. All I can imagine is me closing my eyes and people throwing dirt on top of me, and that's not happening.
Feathers. Yeah.
Not happening.
Nope.
Not happening.
Yeah, did you see that movie with Ryan Reynolds, Man in a Box or something like that? The entire movie was him buried alive in a box.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was like, when is he getting out of the box? He never got out of the box.
Yes.
Spoiler alert, sorry.
You ever seen Bones, the TV show?
No.
It's an old one, but I got into it a while back, and I saw the one where Zoe Deschanel's sister.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, and they were like, they got chloroformed. It was like two of them, and they got chloroformed, and they woke up, and they were in a box, in a hole, in a car.
Nope.
And they had to get themselves out of it.
No, that sounds awful. Yeah, I'd just give up at that point.
Pretty awful,
pretty
but they got out of it. But because it is a TV show, you know, so they can get out of stuff.
Yeah, you know. Right. What do they call that? Deus Ex Machina. You know. Totally unrealistic.
Oh.
You got one? Because I got another one.
Would you rather be an extra in an Oscar-winning movie or the lead in a box office bomb?
Ooh, the extra in an Oscar movie. Because I'm using that to build my connections, and then I'll be the star of an Oscar movie next.
Yeah,
that's my plan.
Makes sense. I guess I would probably do the same thing.
Yeah.
That was kind of a wussy one. What you got? You got good ones.
This one's a fun one. It's not as graphic as the last one. So.
Good.
Nice break from it.
I want to die by fire.
Yeah, yep. Would you rather swim in a pool of Nutella or maple syrup? Yeah, it's a good one, huh?
I saw this one. Nutella, because maple syrup sticks to everything and you get all sticky, and I'm a hairy guy. And I mean, we're talking about an instant wax here with me.
Yeah.
Instant wax.
Yeah. Against your will. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would pick Nutella.
Nutella is yummy,
I really
too.
I like Nutella. Yeah.
I eat my way out of that.
Delicious.
Oh, man. do you like your mother-in-law to be?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to guess that one then.
Okay.
Because that'd be too easy. Would you rather work an overtime shift with your annoying boss or spend a full day with your would-be mother-in-law?
Oh, would-be mother-in-law. We'd go shopping.
There you go.
It'd be great. Have dinner. Be awesome. What about you? Is that a tough question for you?
Well.
Yeah, yeah.
Love my mother-in-law.
Yes. Yeah.
She likes to talk a lot.
But. Those are the best kind.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm used to her now.
Yeah.
Exactly. Would you rather watch nothing but Hallmark Christmas movies or nothing but horror movies?
Ooh, horror movies.
Horror movies.
Yeah, what about you? I'm going to guess you say horror movies.
I would say it depends. If it's today, I'll watch Hallmark Christmas movies.
Mm-hmm.
Probably because I have to. But if if it were 20 years ago, probably more like horror movies.
Yeah, why? Why the... Is it just like change of family style?
Something like that. I don't know. Yeah.
Sit down with my family.
There's a certain point to me where horror movies just became cheesy because I've seen so many of them.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, same slasher. All right, great.
Well, you could say the same for Hallmark.
We've seen Scream so many times, and it's the same slasher. Yes, and I know, and... Candace Cameron Bure is doing her same thing with the Hallmark Christmas movies and all that.
It's more comforting.
I guess. I like Christmas. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
And I want it to be Christmas in June and July when it's 1,000 degrees outside.
I know, we need some snow around here. It's definitely, you know, not out of the picture.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Would you rather have a personal maid or a personal chef?
Ooh. Personal maid.
I think I'm going to go maid, too. Like, as much as I would enjoy having all of my meals cooked for me, I don't mind cooking if somebody else cleans up.
Dude,
so
I
could be a gourmet chef if someone else did the dishes every time.
I can grab a bag of salad and throw something in the microwave, but cooking and cleaning? No. No,
I'm getting, I'm going to get DoorDash. You can clean up.
DoorDash? I get Uber Eats and DoorDash sent to the house anytime so I can get my gourmet. Would you rather have a pause or a rewind button in your life?
Oh, man. This is a good one. I'm going to go rewind because I think there's economic opportunity there. I'm going to say.
Smart.
Yeah.
Smart.
I'm going to say place a last minute bet on the horse you just watched win the race. Or buy those winning lottery tickets.
She goes with Back to the Future analogy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I get it.
Oh, yeah.
Smart. See, I thought you were going to go a whole different route with that.
No, I'm going to make me route. Rich. Yep.
Whole different route. On that, I'm going to go with the rewind button myself.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Reason.
It's same.
Same. Back to the Future taught us well.
Back to the Future, Hot Tub Time Machine, Lugal. Yeah.
Yeah. I would.
Nikki B. Oogle, yes, I can see it.
Investing in everything.
Dude, yes.
Start Amazon.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah.
Nikki
think
B.
Of
is
the,
on.
Think of all like the simple ideas that you can steal too, like a post-it note.
Post-its.
Rewind back to the beginning.
DVDs.
CDs.
CDs.
iPod, but only in concept because I have no idea how it actually works.
Go find Steve Jobs and get in with him.
Yeah. Become his best.
Just or don't even have to do that. Just invest in Apple.
Yeah, good point. Good point.
And oh my gosh, yeah. Rewind, definitely rewind.
That was a good one. That was a good question. I got a not so good one, not so fun one. Would you rather throw up on somebody you respect, or have someone you respect throw up on you?
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Have someone I respect throw up on me because that means.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes. With that. That's a good one.
It's like, wow, we can be friends now.
Yeah, you're on my level. That was so embarrassing. Like, I will tell everybody if you don't go to dinner with me right now.
That's right. That's right. Exactly. Oh, and by the way, sign that for me, please.
Right. Here's an NDA and a blank
Yes. I'll sign the NDA. Only. Only. Would you rather lose all your teeth or lose a day of your life every time you kiss somebody?
Oh, no. All of my teeth?
Mm-hmm.
Can I get dentures?
If you want.
Okay, I'm going to go teeth. I'm going to go teeth.
Yeah. I'm going to go with teeth, too. I'm going to go with teeth, too.
Just life is so boring without it. And then, like, I don't know. What if you wanted to switch up your dentures? Like, there's a little bit of excitement in that. Like, oh, I'm getting new teeth today, you know? You just drop them in some Alka-Seltzer at bed every night. You don't have to brush your teeth.
Get them cleaned up. Yes.
Yeah, polish them. I mean, you could really... like, keep some white teeth. You just sit there and sand them down once a week. Throw some white paint on them. Dentures, possibly. This is
a big, there's a big old brush there.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather die in 20 years with no regrets or live to 100 with a lot of regrets?
Oh, no, I'm dying young with no regrets.
Yeah.
I'm an anxious person, so I feel like even if I was guaranteed 100 years, I wouldn't make it. Like, I would stress myself out to the point where my heart gave out because I'm full of regrets. You know?
About you? I'm going to die in 20 years, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. If I die young.
Mm-hmm. See, now we're, that's us singing every song.
Lay me down on a bed of roses.
That'll be our outro. All right. Would you rather buy all used underwear or all used toothbrushes?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Underwear.
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 Yeah. There's something about a used toothbrush that just... I don't even share a toothbrush with Anthony. If I have to, absolutely, but I'm not willingly. Like, I want to see what a toothbrush tastes like. Gross.
Dana does this. Oh, hey, by the way, I had to use your toothbrush today. I'm like, that's all right.
Yeah, when you have to, it's not a big deal. The person you love, but like, somebody asked me to sleep over a while ago. Can I borrow your toothbrush? No! No, you absolutely
did your sister
cannot.
Ever use your toothbrush when you were younger? When you guys were kids or anything?
Maybe when I was younger, she didn't tell me about it. Because it was not a normal thing. Like, I wouldn't. She definitely didn't ask my permission. Let's say that. Let's say that. But I'm a very, very toothbrush-focused person. Like, I'm getting new toothbrushes every 4 weeks on the dot.
Wow.
I love my toothbrushes.
Oh, okay.
And I have a UV sanitizing toothbrush cover that I use every night.
Oh, fancy.
Oh, yeah. I'm very... very particular about my toothbrush.
Wow.
It's a touchy subject.
Oh. Anthony knows that. That's why.
Oh, yes. He got it, too. We both started doing the toothbrush thing.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, that makes sense. The UV sanitizing. It's a great decision. So, it is. You're welcome.
Only on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather have a child every year for 20 years or never have any kids at all?
Oh, this is easy.
Easy for
you. I don't
want
kids. No kids. Yeah. I am a, what do they call it? Anthony and I are dinks. Double income, no kids.
Smart is what you are. Yeah. Smart.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All that money.
I'll go with that, too. No kids.
Well, this is an interesting one. You'll enjoy this one.
Okay.
Would you rather go on tour with Elton John or Cher?
Oh. Oh, God.
He's
that's
really
a,
thinking.
Dude, that's a tough one.
Yeah, I knew you'd like that one.
They'd both be really fun. I think Elton John might be more of a diva than Cher.
Probably. Cher seems really chill. So.
Yeah, but she's probably quite the diva, too. She's having a bad day.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Man, that is a tough one.
It's a good one.
I'm going to pick Cher. I just flipping a coin.
Yep.
Cher.
Don't think about it too much. I'm going to go with Elton John, though. I love Elton John.
Elton John.
So much. Yeah. Can you imagine touring with him in his prime?
It'd be fun to imitate both of them in the background, backstage.
You believe in life after love. But, yes. Amazing.
Let's see. Just making sure.
He flipped a coin.
Yep.
Yeah, he confirmed his
tales
choice
of share. Okay.
With a coin. That's such a funny thing. All right, we'll go ahead and end on that note then. Mm. And since that was a good one, I think Randy's still thinking about it.
Wait, one more.
One more.
Would you rather be gassy on a first date or your wedding night?
Oh, first date. First date. Because if you let one slip on the first date and they're giving you a hard time about it, they're not the one.
But just think about this. It's your wedding night, so you guys, you know each other at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, you're gassy. It's all right.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, that's fine, but I want to be comfortable. comfortable on my wedding day. You know, I'm in the wedding planning process right now, and my comfort and stress is the top priority to me right now. I am avoiding cheese the week of my wedding, but I feel like being gassy on a first date is way better at determining the course of your life that more I like, would not risk discomfort on my wedding
day. It's more like cheese, milk, cucumbers, ice cream, anything.
Nothing. I'm eating only salty and crackers. That's it.
Yeah. You won't be eating anything. You won't be eating anything like 3 months before your wedding anyway.
Yeah, probably. But what would you pick on that one?
You're going to be coming in and having like a cracker.
Just a single cracker the whole day.
I wouldn't want to be gassy on a first date because that really sets a bad tone.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you're in a crowded restaurant and you're like, man,
someone
around here is pretty gassy.
You just turn around and blame the next person.
Must be this dude behind me.
Yeah.
This big greasy guy behind me is like all gassy. I don't know what's up with him.
Too close. I keep whipping my hair back and forth and he won't leave me alone.
Greasy, gassy guy, get away from me.
Yeah, leave me alone. This is a nice restaurant. I respect that choice, though. I really do.
There you go. You got to admit, hey, you can't make a second impression.
Oh, I'm sorry. One more.
Okay.
I just saw this one.
One more.
Would you rather run at 100 miles an hour or fly at 20 miles an hour? That's a good one to end on. I like that one.
I want to be the roadrunner and run at 100 miles an hour.
I feel like that'd be dangerous, though. Have you seen The Boys on Amazon Prime?
Yes.
For the very first episode.
Yeah. Yes, I did see that.
Imagine the bugs, Randy.
It's about as far as I got was the first episode, though.
It's a difficult show.
It's a rough one.
Yeah, you can't be watching that in earshot of, you know, any children.
Any kids, yeah.
Really anybody. That's a watch by yourself show. That's, you didn't get into season two then.
Yeah,
it's
no.
Rougher.
No.
If that's even a word, it's so bad.
It's rougher.
Yeah. So entertaining, though. I love it. It is rated for sure.
Would you rather be Danny DeVito or Danny Trejo in a movie?
Oh, man. That's a good one. This podcast is going to be an hour long.
I know. I can't take it.
Oh, man. I'm going to go with Danny DeVito.
Trejo, he's a badass. Trejo's a badass.
Danny DeVito has range, though. You know, I love It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, so he cracks me up.
I loved him in Twins, too, but Trejo, man, he's a badass.
He is. He really is.
He's a badass.
You know, he's doing commercials for a casino around here.
Yeah.
I see him on ABC.
Uh-huh. Like,
Trejo.
Oh, yeah. Trejo's a badass. I'm just saying.
He sure is.
Okay, we gotta stop.
Yeah, we're stopped. Okay, that's it. That's all of the Hits 104.9 Off-Air Podcast Would You Rather edition of Basilia.